you have it bodedut. The way to translate this word in a very simple way is introspection. That's what the word actually means. Why? Mm-hmm. Because the word in Hebrew, badad, means alone. You're alone. Like when you introspect, I don't really care about anybody else. I just want to be with myself and think and understand what's going on with me, etc., etc. So the translation of is bodedut, is to introspect within yourself, look at yourself, understand yourself, etc., etc. In Breslev Hasidus, which is 100% okay, Breslev Hasidus, they use this word to symbolize talking to God. You can talk to him and you can say whatever you want to him and it's fine. You can ask him, you can complain, you can share your feelings, share your thoughts. It's fine, he's your father in the heavens and he wants you to talk to him. This still is still connected to introspection. Why? Because after all, when you talk about your, so to speak, quote-unquote problems or whatever, your life, when you talk about it, you actually become more conscious of that. So if you want to introspect and understand yourself, so tell your problems to God. Talk to him. And then you're going to realize what your problems are, what your potentials are, and that you're not alone. He can help you. He gives you strength to overcome your problems. That's fine. 100% fine. But the most simple meaning in Breslev Hasidus for it is talk to God. You and him. Talk to him. Share with him. Point. And they make a point, strong point, to exercise this every day, sometimes for a long time, depends on the level each person is on. Could be 1 hour, could be hours, if you have the time, whatever. You have to do this. This is one of their main teachings. You have to go and do this. And that's fine. In Chabad, we speak about isboinenus, itbonenut, which comes from the word bina. Bina means understanding. What's isboinenus? The regular translation is meditation. But when you say meditation, most of the people, that's like a natural thing, think about like doing like this with your hands and like an Indian thing. That's what people think, not Indian, the Hindu thing, whatever. Which is okay, that could be meditation. I'm not saying it's not. But that's not what the Chabad teachings are talking about. No, definitely not. What's meditation? Meditation means to contemplate on ideas that you have to learn previously, like not come up with these ideas while you meditate. No way. You have to have tools, ideas in your mind or in a text, whatever, you can read them, it's fine, to contemplate them regarding the greatness of God. Which this greatness of God, you can understand it in so many ways. For instance, if you think about all the good things that God does for you, and he's so powerful to do so many good things, you're going to end up loving him. So this meditation, this intellectual exercise, is going to express in the heart towards love. Love means to be close. You want to be close to him, so great and so nice, and gives so much food to so many creatures, and stones and plants and animals and human beings. And he's so good. Okay, you want to be close to him. Or you can meditate basically in the same ideas and be, so to speak, far from him, fear. He's so great, so powerful, so overwhelming, I cannot understand him. It generates like, okay, I'm far from him, I feel myself so small in front of him, I'm afraid. Not afraid that he's going to hit me or punish me, no. It's just an awe, like saying, woo, wow. So that's meditation. And again, there's meditation in the world itself, to understand how God deals with his world, meditation beyond the world, how God is beyond the world and infinite, so many kinds of meditation. This is what isboinenus means. What's the purpose of isboinenus? To be conscious of God. So at the end of the game, itboededut, which means to talk to him, and if you really, seriously think that he's in front of you and you're talking to him, so you're conscious of him. Otherwise, why should I talk to somebody? He's not even here. He's not hearing me. So no. Okay, I believe in this, and I talk to him, and he's listening to me, and he's enjoying my words. Sometimes he's happy with me. Sometimes he's sad with me because I'm sad. Whatever the case is. So at the end of the game, it generates the same thing: to be conscious of God, either talking to him or thinking about him. But it's just two different tools, two different ways of reaching God, so to speak.